Good morning. Steady rain has been moving through interior New York and New England for the overnight period, now for the early morning hours. Even some heavier bursts of rain fell, and most locations picked up at least a half inch to as much as an inch and a half of rain since the rain began last evening. Now we're seeing a back edge of the steadiest rain moving through easternmost New York and New England, and this will lead to more intermittent showers as we head through the remainder of the morning and into the afternoon. So skies will remain mostly cloudy, perhaps some bright spots as a low pressure wave tracks into southern Canada, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the middle and upper 50s for afternoon highs, with some of the higher terrain staying in the lower 50s. The energy from this storm will transfer to the coast, where another low will take over and then track out to sea tonight. Still, though, with this process in place, we'll have a lot of clouds around, even a couple of showers through the evening, and mostly cloudy skies overnight will allow the temperature to drop back into the lower and middle 40s. So tomorrow will still probably start off cloudy across a good chunk of the area, with some sunshine gradually mixing in through the day as a northwest wind flow develops, and that will hold temperatures in the middle and upper 50s for afternoon highs to start the weekend. High pressure will build in, though, and that will bring us back to mostly sunny skies on Sunday, with highs pushing into the lower and middle 60s. That high will hang on into the day on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds remaining in the lower to mid-60s before a disturbance tracks our way from the deep south and along the eastern seaboard. So more clouds will come in for the day on Tuesday and into Wednesday, and we run the risk of scattered showers with highs on Tuesday near 60, then pushing into the upper 60s by Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southern Oklahoma and northern Texas. Forecast wind profiles would support supercells with the threat for large hail and damaging winds today. In addition, a couple of tornadoes may be possible in the early evening along a warm front and dry line intersection, and perhaps along any outflow boundaries from earlier convection where surface winds are locally backed. This convection may grow upscale into a cluster with perhaps a greater damaging wind threat through the middle of the evening. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Arlene, located about 1,135 miles west-northwest of the Azores. Arlene is moving toward the west near 31 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected, and Arlene is forecast to become absorbed by a large extratropical low and dissipate later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow and fog, 25 degrees with a southeast wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain, 49 degrees, the dew point 45, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Blythe, Imperial, and Thermal, all in California, to a low of 17 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm near 60, Boston rain in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 62 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 54, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.11 of an inch of rainfall yesterday, 2.14 inches up until midnight for the month. That's right on normal for this month so far. And 12.19 inches for the year, which is 2.05 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 39. The record high, 89, set in 1923. And the record low, 20 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6.04 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. A scattered shower this evening, remaining cloudy overnight tonight with lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, steady rain ending early this morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers later today and highs in the upper 50s. Showers this evening, remaining cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, highs in the lower 50s. A scattered shower this evening, remaining cloudy overnight tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, steady rain ending early this morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Shower this evening, then remaining mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with steady rain ending early this morning, scattered showers this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Any showers this evening will give way to mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, seasonably cool upper 50s, mostly sunny, lower to mid-60s Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday, around 60 on Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds into the 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.